Blog Talk Radio.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show.
Greetings to all listeners out there on the planet this evening. We're grateful for this time to come together and share, jump on these frequencies here on Now Time Radio and have conversation about, you know, things that are meaningful to us. We welcome you to an edition of Calendar Truth, our fifth episode, I'm happy to say, and joining me as with each episode is my partner Ruben in Bogota. Ruben, what's happening, man?
Well,
from Bogota, Colombia, to Washington, District of Columbia. So we are weaving.
Yeah.
We are weaving the North and South, although
that's
Colombia
right.
is part of South America, but it's, we are above the equator. But it's really, really important to have this space again open, especially after everything that is such a hectic week for the planet and for, I think everyone is feeling the energies really strong. So,
yeah,
so good
that's why I play that song. That's why I played that song right there, just to come out of the gates tonight, just, you know, with a resonant frequency that really reflects, you know, what's happening right now. You know, you said a couple of episodes ago that, you know, these things that we're actually talking about and remarking on and commenting on are happening in real time. And we're bringing a conversation about how we perceive and comprehend, you know, what is happening in these times, not just in the surface of what's happening, not just at the appearance of what's happening, but also from the synchronic order, from the meaningful relationships and the interesting cycles that we see, you know, occurring, you know, in a variety of ways. I think that's both on a personal level as well as a national, international, interplanetary level. You know, and we have choices, therefore, as we become aware of these cycles, these patterns that are not beneficial, and we, you know, are being faced with that right now in a way that's unlike any other, I would say. I mean, certainly in my lifetime, you know, what we're encountering right now is a whole new scenario. And so, you know, that's why I'm glad that we are able to come together and have these conversations. I want to invite people to call in. If you're out there listening tonight, feel free to call in. The number's 347-855-8448. We would love for you to join the conversation as we explore these synchronicities and nature's timing and what the lens of nature's timing tells us as it relates to the times that we're experiencing in a variety of ways. You know, with that, I want to segue to you, Ruben. I know that, you know, you mentioned, you know, the intensity, if you will, of the events of the past week. And I really want to invite you to just kind of reflect on that a little bit. I mean, let's go into that a little bit. What are you observing? And, you know, I mean, I know you did quite a bit of research, in fact, looking at really significant alignments of, you know, the national agenda, and then, you know, with Trump presidency and events even prior to the presidency, you know, some of the things you've been able to find are fascinating.
Yes. Well, thank you. And it is really important to always start these kind of conversations, because we are going to go deep into beyond the veil or the appearances that we are seeing. So it's important to clarify that the purpose of this show is to make conscious the unconscious, to bring this understanding of the law of time to a wider audience, so that they can be informed of what is going on from a new perspective, and also to have like you were mentioning before, a real time space for have these conversations right now, that is sensitivities are really amplified, and what we saw today in the U.S. at all the airports, well, and you working in Washington D.C. I can bet that you must be feeling the pressure building, and it's so important to see this from a higher perspective, to cool down a little bit and perceive that there is some order behind all these events that are happening that seems very chaotic on the surface. But if you go deeper and examine what is the root cause of these events, we start to find patterns in history and in our distant history and our most recent history. And these patterns are informing us that there is a progressive resolution of the crisis that we are now transiting, which also in the bigger context we have highlighted here several times, it's part of the biosphere, noosphere transition, or the noospheric emergency. This noospheric emergency is an emergency on both sides of the equation. It's an emergency because it's emerging, so it's something new, but it's also an emergency like when a baby is coming, it could be an emergency if we are not prepared. And we have been receiving these wake-up calls for a while. So for us, in probably by tuning into to the calendar and to the rhythms of the moon and the importance of this resonant moon for the planet, we are tapping into a different field. And what we are here to do is to try to uncover that field so that more people can relate to what is going on and see that there is an order behind this apparent disorder, and that is the synchronic order that allows us to see that hidden architecture, that hidden patterns that are
help me quickly. Yeah, help me quickly with this then, because I want to help clarify for people who may be listening. When you say that there's an order, you know, a word like that obviously has a charge all its own, because we say order in contrast to disorder or chaos. And, and to clarify, speak a little bit more about what the synchronic order is, because that's a very specific type of order you're talking about here. As opposed to sort of a human, you know, exacted type of order. What you're talking about is something different. I want to help clarify that for people who are listening.
Yes, I think it's important to recap what we said in the earlier episodes, probably first or second shows, that the third dimensional reality is governed by a different set of laws than the fourth dimensional reality, which is the synchronic order or the realm of time. This realm of time has an architecture and a structure very similar, like in the world of space or 3D, we have these geometrical shapes and patterns like the snowflakes and like the Fibonacci spiral in the present from the galaxy to a storm, to the pattern in the back of the top of our heads, to many other patterns that we see in space, in nature. Well, the fourth dimension, which is the world of time, it is a whole, a very, very similar model, but with a different, ruled by a different set of mathematics. And this set of mathematics were discovered or envisioned or given to the Maya, and they describe this higher order of reality, which is governed by mathematics, and the mathematics of the vigesimal order, not of the decimal, like we are being used to perceive reality, and the whole scientific paradigm is based on this decimal scale of mathematics.
Right.
If we use a different lens to perceive time, which is what basically the legacy of the Maya for us is, to be able to tap into what they were doing and model that in the present day reality, so that we can reframe what is happening from the perspective of the fourth dimension that is governing the third dimension. So this is a
okay. Yeah, that's really helpful.
A revolutionary science.
I think laying that out is great.
Yes.
Exactly.
So,
no, that's right. That's right. That's exactly what it is.
So having said that, we under that perspective or that lens of the synchronic order,
so as it
we
relates
can
to George, as it relates to what we're experiencing here, I almost said George.
You were what? Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
Are we on?
That's okay. Right.
I think there was a little glitch. But,
I think I have a delay
well?
On my line. It's okay. We have a little
okay.
glitch in the in the system. The Wi-Fi connection, for some reason, is not as strong this evening. But that's all
mm-hmm.
right. Are you hearing me at all? Or is this in delay
yes,
time
I,
as opposed
I,
to real time?
No, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you, and I hope in real time. So, yeah, I'm going to continue here. You jump in when you feel
yeah,
convenient.
Yeah, there's a delay.
Okay. Okay.
That's all right. Go on.
Okay. So, yes. So if we perceive the current set of events under this new lens that the synchronic order gives us, we can see certain patterns in time. And these, by detecting or by making conscious these patterns, we can actually reframe the past and affect the future in a positive way. So, but in order to do that, we certainly need to go and look to some of the dark corners of the collective psyche, and that's at times is a difficult process, because in the actually for us that we are involved in putting this information out and that we want to keep. A positive perspective of what is happening is sometimes difficult to reframe that dark aspect because of the intensity of the energy, because everyone is being affected either they want it or not. I think that the manifestations of solidarity around the planet during this week are really powerful and are really great, but it can turn into something different if we don't perceive that there is certain purpose to what is happening. And what we are trying to do in examining these dark corners is to find a way to reframe what these situations are saying to us, because it's let's say that it is not just the new president of the United States. He's just he's not the problem. He's the symptom of something that is behind it. And what we are trying to go here is to address the symptom. And probably we talk about the calendar change being the untried solution, because it will be addressing the problem that we are experiencing right now from a higher perspective, so it will enable us to change it from the root. So we need to still go into through levels, and for people to understand what the movie that is unfolding on Earth, because it's sometimes it looks like a Hollywood movie. And understand that there is a higher reality operating behind of all these strange events, and that there is a teaching, and probably we by now after 7 days of these executive orders, we can say that he is here to give us contrast, to allow us to see.
Yes.
These two sides of our humanity, because if those executive orders were not signed, probably we would not have the manifestations of solidarity that we are seeing today. So now is just a matter of
that's right.
Seeing,
that could be true.
Seeing that the history has been telling us through the synchronic order some clues, that if we address and see those clues, we can really see the positive side of what is happening in the world today, and why the healing crisis is probably arriving to a climax, and everyone is feeling that that building up of the or the heating up of the atmosphere, and we are here to give a different perspective under a different lens, and it has to do with what this event of January 20, the inauguration, meant for the planet. It was there was a lot of buzz in the media during the next days of the assistance, and the next day was the Women's March, and you could see the contrast, and then it all became a numbers game, really, and we are here to address the numbers and see how these numbers can give us some perspective in why this, how did we ended up to this moment of realization that there is a shadow, a collective shadow, and that this collective shadow is coming in the face of a president, but that that's not the root cause. That the root cause is the entire artificial time matrix. So
right.
If we strip that down to that level, then we can see a different perspective, the situation from a different perspective, and kind of step out from the drama. I used to have a teacher who used to talk about the drama trauma. So there is a lot of trauma right now, and there is a lot of drama going on because a lot of these events, they look like scenes from taken from a movie. So the way to bypass that is to see everything for objectively through the lens of the synchronic order, and understand that we are seeing these situations repeating because we don't know better. But now that we have these tools, we can know better, and we can choose something, an untried solution, which is this idea of having at least a referendum on the subject. That people, imagine the people that went through those rallies, women's rallies, also looking for a new calendar. That would be really amazing, and it's not that impossible. And what we are trying to do here is to show that in the same way that we created that the problem was manifested, we can solve it using those same tools that allow us to see the problem. But we cannot address a problem using the same paradigm that that created the problem. So if we use a different paradigm, then we can probably address the solution easier. And we know when a solution is good, and when it's elegant, and when it's simple, and it doesn't require too much of a discussion because it's self-evident. And having said that, this since that moment, January 20th, 2017, which correct me if I'm wrong, was the resonant moon, and it was the day 11. So it was 7/11, and that holds certain resonance with 9/11 and with November 9, which is when the new president was announced. And how this is connecting also to the start of this calendar, which is the arrival of Christopher Columbus, because under the lens of the synchronic order, these two events are connected in time by the same galactic signature. We were speaking last show about the galactic signature and how is our GPS to enter the synchronic order. And that's the compass that we have to navigate this new reality or this this reality that has been also manipulated or affected by the media in different ways. So we are seeing more and more the terms fake news, and so that is evidencing that there is something that was considered truth that is not truth, and that little by little these fake layers of an artificial reality are coming down. So the synchronicities are, and the intensification of those synchronicities are letting us know that those layers are peeling right now really fast, because it is if we understand that Christopher Columbus arrived to America on the day seven Earth or red resonant Earth, and that exactly on that same moment in time, but 736 Solkins in the future, this same event is happening in America. That is giving us a clue, because
well, it's some conquest. Of the listeners. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of themes, as you said, that carry over, because the arrival of Columbus occurred to that timing, and the arrival of, you know, this man to the highest office of power in the free world in his own capacity occurred on the same day, which is the reflection of the frequency or the connection to help us see. As you said, it gives us an opportunity to see the unconscious cycle. It gives us an opportunity to see, as you also mentioned, that there's a collective shadow embodied in this man, you know, and that relates to the embodiment of the same shadow carried forth by Christopher Colon, known as Christopher Columbus, all the same, for conquest, domination, power, lording over, you know, taking things that don't belong to him. You know, we want to look at the fact that, you know, taking these raw materials from the earth is an example of that, you know, really opening with that recognition at the top, because, you know, among all the things that has occurred this past seven days was the attempt to silence federal workers in some of these federal agencies, such as the EPA, when the EPA is obviously involved in the pipeline scenario, involved in the infrastructure that this new president has promised to work on, infrastructure building and things like this in the United States to make it great again, but at what cost? You know, and recognizing that, you know, to put a gag order on the EPA was an attempt to, I don't know, my suspicion is it was an attempt to silence people so that a certain very fast shift could be put in place to do everything that these executive orders have expressed to do the past week. Now, what's interesting is, of some of those orders that have been signed and of some of the rhetoric that's been coming out of the White House, obviously people have said some things but then had to turn around 180 degrees and recant those statements or turn the other way around. It's almost as if they're just throwing things out there. But, you know, that's just, again, I think symptomatic of the fact that this is a last-ditch attempt by that degree of material mindedness to keep the illusion going, to keep you know, keep it business as usual, you know, in the sense that it's been business for the past 150 to 300 years, you know. But that's not the pulse of the people, that's not the frequency of the planet in this transition, this biosphere-noosphere transition. I mean, as the Earth awakens, there's a creative energy awakening, and we see that with the response to the election of Donald Trump, with the Women's March, you know, specifically really giving a platform to the various issues that are, more than anything, I saw the similitude is it's really all about human rights, dignity, respect, you know, equality, the recognition of our universal sovereign rights, as we as we all, you know, really would I would think feel is right to do, you know. And then we see the juxtaposition, and I mean, being here in Washington D.C. was very interesting because I got sick on Inauguration Day. In fact, I was sick for 5 days. It was, you know, I think with all the energy coming into D.C. as such, and with the weather being very wet and cold, you know, there was a bug in the air and people got sick. But I also felt that it was brought about because of the gravity of the situation and the density of, you know, Trump's arrival and all that comes with him. And then seeing the complete juxtaposition the next day, the complete, I don't even know if opposite is the right word, but something just well beyond, you know, energetically beyond what Trump represents.
Yes.
Just to sweep into town, and I heard a friend of mine made a statement today online, but last count, it was 1.2 million people in D.C. for the Women's March.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable, you know, when you think of it. But for them to be here and, you know, from all I could tell and feel, I didn't participate in the march specifically, but I, living here in D.C., I know the energy. I feel it when it changes. And I could certainly, along with everybody else, it was undeniable. And the few people I did have a chance to meet when I went outside, it was great. You know, the energy was, you know, there was elation in the air and there was appreciation and there was a sort of a sense of like, you know, oh, we got to do this again, but, you know, we got to do this again, meaning, you know, the fact that people have to get out and march and demonstrate for their human rights and to respect and to equality. You know, it is burdensome for people that were doing this 50 years ago, like, here we go again, what haven't we learned yet, kind of thing. But then at the same time, for all the new generations of people being inspired to express and act and serve, you know, for each other, for humanity, you know, in the face of, I'll just say it, tyranny. I really believe that what's happening right now, in a very basic way, is that cementing of that, you know, intent to develop the world as if it were a piece of real estate.
Yes.
You know, and part of that infrastructure of that development includes drilling and fracking into the earth, which, for those of us attuned to the earth, we, you know, the earth isn't going to stand for that. It's not a thing of it coming from like a violent human revolt. It's the earth is not going to actually stand for that, you know, meaning the earth is going to get up and move. And if you're not on the frequency of the earth at that point, you're not going to be moving with the earth. And that's the sense I get. And that's what I feel that, you know, this reflection of people coming to Washington, you know, and demonstrating and gathering. You know, it was interesting to note that there wasn't a specific agenda necessarily about the gathering, that everybody with their concerns could come and find a synchronization with each other. And actually have this amazing presence of support and recognition of, you know what, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to live in dire concern, even though there's a lot of stuff being drudged up, maybe even within people's own families, you know, because in families, there may be different political views among family members. You know,
yes,
some generations of the families may be behind Trump and support this idea, even some of the younger folks. And yet you might have other family members that are completely the opposite or are, again, beyond a political framework or that kind of perspective only. So it's really,
absolutely,
really, really something. So this
is a
very powerful time. And I just want to say this. You mentioned it before, but there's a healing happening. What Trump has succeeded in doing, and I heard somebody say this, is that he's a great organizer, meaning he organized all those people to come together in dispute with him, not, in favor of him. So that's interesting. Like you said, I mean, he's an initiator bringing that forth.
Yes, we are talking about the synchronic order, and we can also, for those people who numbers, the world of numbers is too much, we can talk also about archetypes and what the archetypal energies are at play right now, and we can perceive some characteristics that are really, really highlighted in the new president, and those characteristics go very well with the archetype of the trickster. So we need to be really aware of that, to not, because it's so easy to fall into that game of that he's playing, because he's triggering a lot of emotions in people, and you see, Facebook, it has become a really dense atmosphere because of that, because the polarization that it has generated. So if we can jump bypass the personality of Donald Trump and go into what does it mean that a person who has been a builder and a great organizer is building and organizing a revolution in a sort of unconscious way, but is part of the gnoseric process of making conscious the unconscious. So we have to see and confront this shadow really in front of us, so we can address it and be... really start to see all the things that we have been blind to see for the last few years, that those of us who are attuned, we saw this coming with the emergence of the crisis at Standing Rock, and probably Standing Rock, the name and what it represents from the generational aspect, the seventh generation, the prophetic aspect, the black snake. When we saw that building up, we tune into that that need to express and stand for what is right and what is sacred, and for them is the water that is sacred, which is for all of us. But they are really holding that space for us, and in a very similar way for us is time. So the petition that we launched was launched intentionally on that window of Indigenous Peoples' Days and Columbus Day, because it is important to address those wounds, so that and address where the wound started, so we can heal. We will not be able. We will be trapped into into stories of what happened first, but we need to come first to the realization that there was a new world and an old world before Columbus arrived, and history changed because of that, very dramatically, and we are seeing still the ripples of that colonization.
Of course.
So,
well, yeah, I mean, it's more worldwide now than it's ever been. You know,
yes.
and more than that, it's at the push of a button. You know,
yes.
It's electronic banking. It's, you know, ether. You know what I mean? It's you know, manipulation and control of wires and communication in that sense. It's unbelievable, and it's at such a velocity now, and I think that the urgency of the moment. And he puts everybody at such odds with him, as you said. I mean, he's a trickster. Uh-huh. Maybe he's making a huge sacrifice to help spur people to wake up.
Yeah.
You know, to truly help make the unconscious conscious. And if that's his sacrifice, I, you know, hey, that's a really interesting perspective. But that is, as you said, I mean, that's what utilizing the fourth dimensional timing to perceive third dimension phenomena is a very revealing act. And I also want to emphasize that you did say not only is there a revealing, but there's a healing. And there's unhealed, unaddressed, unnurtured, unreconciled energy that remains. And, you know, again, on the personal and the planetary, really appreciating that both individually, like in our own lives. I certainly know as an individual, you know, we talk about this, I'm like, wow, I have, you know, enough is undone, and, you know, requires its own measure of healing and attention and care. And then how does that apply also to something of such an enormous presence, such as this figure, Donald Trump, in terms of that initiation or that catalyzation that he's causing because of the amount of contention he creates. I want to go to some music really quick. In fact, I have a great song that I think is right in tune with the theme. And I want to also encourage people, if you'd like to call in and join this conversation, would love to hear your thoughts. In fact, just, you know, what you're thinking in terms of your own experience this first 7 days into this president's administration. And then look at that also over the course of the next 3 years leading to the year 2020, as we also have that as a focus for the work that we're doing relative to this calendar change. I mean, this is no coincidence that these are concurrent sort of things unfolding and unraveling, you know, for us to navigate. So with that said, we'll go to a little music. We want to thank you all for tuning in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio.
Change the calendar. Change your mind. Change the world.
Psychoneurosociology, exploring addiction to see why it be. Gave them a choice between the substance and money. On a minimal scale, it was 50-50. Increase the money, they leave the substance be. Medical journal pedigree have it printed in them stationery. So money worry play a part in a dependency. However ironic that would seem to be. However ironic that would seem to be. Kind words and good emanation frequency proven most beneficial in a medically. It can bring down the tone so not to riot stampede. It can reach to your soul and feel to your need. Someone can relate, bring an instant healing. A healing, bring a healing. Marijuana in the world with permission of the state and the God, bring a healing. Bring a healing. come walk on, swim on. Just free your soul before the king of the deepest of silence is listening on. The fire come now visit.
I am one with the earth and myself are one mind. You know, if it's one thing that our brothers and sisters, the young people, the grandmothers and grandfathers have taught us in Standing Rock, is that the way is to be prayerful. You know, to really
allow ourselves to return to that relationship with the earth as it being sacred, and that every thing we do as it relates to our activism and our art, our purpose, you know, at its core, it has a prayerful quality. You know, where there's appreciation and reverence and respect, humility, gratitude. And it can be so easy to get swept into the fervor and the tendency to react and the other triggers for the emotions of the ego, you know, triggering our wounds, triggering our fears, that we step out of that relationship, that conscious relationship. It's what you spoke of earlier, you know, with relationship to this idea of the revealing of what's in the unconscious. You know, the purpose of what we're doing here is to help make the unconscious conscious. Because until we make the unconscious conscious, it will run our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best way to really sum up this initiation is that we're challenged to trust and almost rely in some way on the universal truth and quality of Great Spirit, you know, God, others may say love, I mean, innumerable names for that great presence within and around all things. So I just, you know, the healing, as we're speaking of, is really a qualitative experience as much as it's an intellectual consideration. You know, changing the calendar in some ways is a very intellectual pursuit, and yet it is a tool to help us actually regain our place in nature. So, and that
absolutely
where we currently find ourselves to be challenged to really appreciate more deeply. And I really, again, I just want to acknowledge all the water protectors and what that has stirred up in humanity. In terms of a sacred act to march in prayer, to, you know, protest in prayer, but not even protest, really protect in prayer, you know, like protect that which is essential and sacred to all life. I mean, what more can you want than to appreciate life?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that as, again, I mean, living in the pressure cooker that is Washington, D.C., you know, where a lot of stuff emanates from this, you know, this particular square, this particular city built as a square, you know, that to anchor and to do even as we're doing by putting these broadcasts out, remind ourselves and to remind each other about the fact that this is a sacred work. You know, this work of pursuing a shift in consciousness. You know, and it is approached and motivated from a place of absolute love. You know, and that is why it can only succeed. Even if the appearance of it is other than that right now, you know, and I think we being invited is to, instead of reacting to the ridiculousness that we're encountering, not ignore it, but truly shift it.
Yes.
Shift it by communicating with each other. Shift it by saying, you know what? My love is greater than your fear.
I hope.
You know, the fact that the bandstand that was relied upon to perch him in such a position of so-called authority or leadership was a bandwagon of discrimination and ignorance. You know.
Yes.
But the numbers don't lie. So there were enough numbers. Talk about the numbers don't lie. Okay, so maybe there were enough numbers for his election. And then let that be part of the destiny of America. America certainly needs to wake up. Absolutely.
Yes.
America's, you know, the beneficiary of colonialism.
Yes.
You know, at the same time, all that colonialism, it looks really terrible on you. I mean, it's as though the child sacrificed family and function for power and dysfunction.
Hmm. Absolutely.
So,
I absolutely acknowledge how influential has been as an inspiration what has been happening in at Standing Rock for us to put this show up and to put that petition up to really inspire by what is happening and by the opportunity that we have right now to heal all that happened, because it is only by going back to the roots of the today the media was just covered in posts about immigration, and the first immigrants were the people who not only conquered the land, but also the conquest of the mind and the beliefs of the new world, and it's time to acknowledge that and heal that by making it conscious, because I think that both processes go hand in hand. Standing your ground in prayer and in integrity is sometimes difficult, because when you are probably in the position of physical abuse or physical violence, there's a whole different set of triggers and emotions that are at play, because for us it will never be easy to talk about what these people have endured, our brothers and sisters have endured for so long, and see what is happening today and the treatment that they are still receiving today, and the treatment that the new people that are trying to come to America are experiencing. So this reflection is seeing our shadow right in the mirror. We have allowed this to happen until now, and now we can really have an opportunity to look eye to eye with the perpetrator and heal that and move forward in a different way. And it's a process that requires a lot of patience and a lot of unconditional love, and we are all humans, so it is difficult to sometimes to process or to tap into those real dramas for those real people. And see the imprint since that time of Columbus arriving to America to today, and see the resonance of the measurements and the energies, and how we can really use that same momentum of or burst of emotions and to focus that into a constructive the construction of a new paradigm, and I think that that's what Standing Rock is providing to all of us, which is a model to how to mm-hmm. create change at a big scale, just by standing in our ideals and in what we know is right and is it embodies the highest values of justice and equality and mm-hmm. and all these important beacons that we discussed during last episode, Martin Luther King as a beacon for us. Today is an inspiration, and how we need to keep those ideals alive, the same ideas that Jose Arguelles also and Lloyd Dean and everyone in this movement have been also keeping alive. So it is so important to acknowledge the trauma, so we can really perceive things under a new lens and not repeat the same mistakes of the past. Not, this is certainly a peaceful revolution, and we are going to do everything that we can to keep it in that field of energy that we can address here some of the injustices that we always strive for peace and harmony and prayer and keeping the sacred sacred. So very, very, very absolutely profound. What happened? Very profound. A meditation for everyone.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I love that. And on that note, I mean, you know, we're being invited to be the change. I mean, we've heard that mantra for a very long time, and that invitation yet remains. And in the spirit of song, I want to share a song called Make a Change by Nako and Medicine for the People, featuring Zella Day. I hope you all enjoy this. I love the song. I just discovered it not too long ago. Here we are. Let's rock with this.
If I make it out and difference. I bypassed the paper with that well scratched pad. I was looking at my poetry for the reasons I had. Never stopped and let someone else take the wheel. Now I'm in the backseat like what the fuck is real? Got to bury the hatchet. Bones no casket. The dead don't dance to a liar's message. So reckless. Cross it off my checklist. Poetic warfare up there with horse hair. He's reckless. Acts like he's got a death wish. True way you good. Chicken the trick shirt. All the nature. Loyal creatures. Son of the most high. Willing to wage in my plan. And I'ma stick to it. I'ma ultimately liberate my consciousness. I want to change. I will make a change. Seriously, cause what comes through me will ain't no trick. And I know that all the buses bum with different gifts. So lift yourself from top and take a couple steps back. On an abstract, I stuck up underneath the cracks. I didn't come here for clone, I didn't drag my feet. Santa Claus man with pants out of bed to feet. Got work to do, let me get back at it. The clock is ticking, I can hear you the static. Now I'm lucky and dramatic, enemies don't sleep. In fact,
some are human, and that's hard to believe, cause I'm such a visual person, my third eye don't lie. He's a wise guy inside, even fooled himself twice, thinking maybe I'm not ready to be leading the way. I mean, fuck, I'm only human, but I make some mistakes, an earthquake took place within my lifetime of fear. I get it to show past, the beginning is near. I want to change. I will make a change.
If I make it out alive, and come out on the other side, if the sacrifice is all, is the reason that I die. And I know the tears shall pass, so I'll put it in the past. And of all the things I fear, it isn't now, it isn't here, I'll make a change.
I will make a change. I wanna walk in righteousness, but I keep tripping over ditches of my selfishness. When I pass a fifth to a pacifist, I keep beating my neck, pushing to the facing it. So I'm facing it, some gladiator shit. Yeah, I'm ripping up a rhythm, but I'm heating it. But it's nonstop knocks from the mountaintops to the city block, to the tank stop and block. Nothing but the got shot dead on the sidewalk, where your cops do an inside job to them shit. So my hands stretched out to the sky, I got the horns in my left and a gun in my right, my eyes are crossed over bulletproof rock, cause I know I didn't come to make it out alive. In the midst of a battle, front line, you can see me in the struggle. These are the songs of a walk for revival. Even brave men can put down their rifles. I got my own ears and I'ma follow them. You can find me kicking back inside the lion's den. I'm making friends and I'm in with some evil men. Gonna bring them and inject them with the medicine. I'ma do no harm, but I'ma take no shit. And I'ma build a bridge out of the emptiness. Then potentially, well, I'ma live to be the hardest working bear in the fucking industry.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. Little Naco and Medicine for the People. Gotta love that song. That's, you know, an anthem for being assertive. And you reminded me, Ruben, one thing that we are asserting is Calendar Referendum 2020. What is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Well, basically, what that means is we are encouraging humanity, ourselves included, to assert a harmonic standard as our lens through which to navigate our lives. What's the benefit of doing that? Taking a natural harmonic standard, well, it gets you back into sync with the mother, with nature. Nature which has created us, nature to whom we all physically return and energetically even, but that the calendar we've been using that's been imposed on us for hundreds of years, thousands at this point, does not connect us to nature. It's been a method used to control us and to organize us in many ways and condition us. However, it's not liberated. And so what we're asserting through Calendar Referendum 2020 is that for humanity to choose a 13-month frequency for counting time, 28 days each month, will help restore our mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. Particularly our mental.
Absolutely.
The reason I want to emphasize that is because the mental capacity we have is so related to our experience, our manifestation, due to our contemplation. And so by contemplating a natural timing frequency, well, we're emphasizing it by using it, by thinking about it, by drawing inspiration through it,
that it becomes more and more evident. Like you said earlier in the conversation, synchronicities will only increase. You know, so many synchronicities are happening right now, and because we've been using a particular lens to help give us that perspective, it's undeniable. And the numbers,
yes,
you know, the numbers don't lie, so to speak. The numbers don't, they just express quality truths. Truths of arrangement, alignment, you know, synchronicity, meaningful qualities. I know I'm rambling a little bit about this, but the fact is we have a petition that is encouraging people to help make a personal assertion, a personal pledge, to begin using a 13-month, 28-day lens yourself. Just like we launched this Gregorian New Year with an invitation for people to jump in on the 6th month, 20th day. That's been one exact from where we are now. And so, in light of that, we're keeping this momentum growing. And it's been an amazing first moon in this new sort of count that we've organically happened in. You know, but we recognize that there's a huge opportunity before us if we would but just become conscious to it. And so I'm definitely encouraging people to explore their own unconscious, explore those aspects of your thinking, your blind spot. Consider how the calendar you've been born into, we've all been born into for the most part, consider, you know, how that has limited us. Consider how that's actually cut us off from greater aspects of our creativity, greater awareness. Next, we miss out on the meaningful connection. We miss out on the order, the synchronic order, like we were talking about earlier. So just give that a consideration, because that's the invitation open to us now. People can go to calendartruth.info and they can find the blog tab at the website, calendartruth.info. Click on the blog, and among the blog posts, you'll find one concerning the petition, Calendar Referendum 2020. We have a goal of getting up to 1,300 signatures by the end of this moon. And so we're, you know, just 9 days away as of this moment from the end of this moon, the seventh moon. And we would love to reach 1,300. I think we're, where are we now? How many do we have?
Last time that I checked, I think we have 1,061 signatures. 1,061.
Oh, great.
Yes. And
so we're looking for 239 people to go ahead and sign up. Let's sign that petition. I want to really give a big shout out, though, to the many people out there who have been listening and who have, through social media, through the efforts of our comrade Uma and other kin, who've really been just championing this petition, you know, really to make this happen as a direct expression of something we can assert consciously.
Mm-hmm.
Because by asserting something and stepping to that with confidence, we dispel fear. You know, we pull the plug out on fear by really asserting what we know to be true, and also sharing that with other people, talking about that. Because one of the things that the fear mongers depend upon is for people to avoid each other and not talk to each other.
Yes.
But we need to regain human contact and communication more and more. Just as we need to regain this communication and contact with the earth. You know, I wanted to offer that manifesto of the noosphere, because that is a conscious way to align myself with the earth in consciousness.
Yes.
The earth and myself are one mind. I mean, just to say that is a remarkable gift to oneself.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
If you really allow yourself to feel the power and purpose of those words. I am one with the earth.
Earth.
The earth and myself,
are one mind.
I mean, my goodness, that automatically connects us to the web of life consciously. That's the difference. We're always connected to it. It's just primarily unconscious. You know, we don't have to think consciously about our heartbeat to make it beat. So it's happening when we're not thinking about it. Just like when we're not thinking about being connected to the earth, we're connected to the earth. And we see the consequences of our ignorance to that connection. We see that in mass, as we've talked about, the example, the trickster that Donald Trump is playing, the initiator, the role that he's serving to catalyze people to wake the fuck up, straight up.
Yes. Yes.
You know? And that's what time it is. Because it's not, you know, we don't have the luxury of going back to sleep. It's not an option. Because Earth is literally making a transition. It's not the biosphere, noosphere, you know, stationary, you know, nothing's happening. It's a transition, which means it's moving from one place to another, you know, and we're all moving from one place to another.
Yeah, we create that movement by asserting these ideas, by saying yes to new ways of organizing ourselves and for new ways that will put us in tune with nature, with the sun, with the moon, and synchronize us. It doesn't take too much. Just go to the website calendartruth.info. There is a petition on the menu, and you can click there and just give your signature. We have amazing support from Mexico. I'm very, very happy to see that, and especially because of what Mexico represents for the Maya, for the culture of the Maya, and for what they are enduring right now. So this is a renaissance that people are really connecting with the energy of not buying into the narrative of imperialism and conquest and superiority, but to really jump into a different frequency, which is why this idea is so revolutionary, because it's so simple, but it's so powerful. It's just giving your support to this petition will allow us to keep our work going and keep us motivated. And for Mauricio, which is listening in Mexico, thank you so much for all the support, because it's from Mexico that we have all this information available to us. So
that's right.
It is
that's
so
right.
important to honor that. Yes.
That's right. MOM. Big shout out to Mauricio and his wife for their presence and their service. No doubt. So yeah, these are very sacred times, and it's a good time to give yourself the gift of expression.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself the gift of asking questions. Give yourself the gift of speaking out with something that you genuinely don't believe is for the greatest good, you know, or that is, you know, something you know that is causing someone irreparable harm or any kind of harm. You know, and you know that you don't feel right about that. Give yourself the gift of speaking out about these things. This is the time to be forthright and clear, because there's definitely major lines being drawn in certain ways, you know, for people. And it's like, you know, the time of you know, hanging out on the fence is not really the place to be. You know, yeah. you really want to decide that you know, your purpose is worth it. So give yourself the gift of your purpose, whatever that means to you. And that's the beautiful thing of free will and self-assertion, is that you have the chance to define that for yourself. You know, truly, you know, from a base perspective of, you know, what would you give as your gift to the world? What is your purpose? What is that which calls you to be the best version of yourself and show up to that every day? And just know, when you arrive there, you look around, you'll see you're not alone. You're surrounded by community. You're surrounded by people who love you and accept you and want to support you. And that yes. is a result of a choice, of choosing to give yourself that gift. And that's one of the benefits of this awareness of the calendar and of nature's timing frequency, is that it literally pulls us out of the conundrum of artificial timing. It yes, literally, it you unplug from this unconscious impeding system that has just been bearing down on you all your life. And as you extract yourself from that, it's like a completely new experience that you encounter, that you enter into. You know, yes. it is wonderful. It's, you know, wonderful. So
yeah, people need to try it for themselves, because it's really difficult to describe the elation of the synchronicities when you feel that you are really tuning into purpose and into something bigger than yourself, and that something greater beyond our own thinking and our own little bubbles is happening, and that it's all coordinated, it's all orchestrated from high above. And if we can put our attention in those frequencies and those natural bodies that are governing our body, the sun and the moon and the stars, that something bigger starts to happen, and that we are with that not only tuning in our minds to a higher order, but our bodies, ourselves, are also tuning into this new relationship with nature. So you start to experience more meaningful coincidences, more purpose, and that's what we are trying to do with this petition, is for make that available for more people. I think that everyone loves to experience the synchronicity. Everyone loves to have that experience, but what if you can experience that on a daily basis more and more? And that by doing that, you have better relationships with everyone around you, with your family and with your friends, or people at work, and that you can talk about this and make it interesting for people, so we can really bypass this, like you were saying, this matrix of artificial time. That, by the way, it was also on the same day that the last inauguration took place, that the movie The Matrix was released in 1999 on March 31st. So that's another sign of the synchronic world for us to meditate upon, and what that means, because that movie certainly set a new tone in terms of the narratives and open the masses to a whole different perception of reality and what this matrix is. And I think that since everything in the world of synchronicity talks in symbol, we can perceive this symbolism of Christopher Columbus, the Matrix movie, Donald Trump, and saying we can choose better. because we know that this is what has been going on. So this is a different route for the future. Mm-hmm. And that route has to do with, yes, we need to acknowledge that this matrix is in place there and it's still firm. It's weakening day by day. And that's why we were speaking before about these layers of falsehood coming down and people realizing the importance of supporting each other and caring for each other and so we have really an opportunity here to we talk at the beginning of the year to ditch the glitch, but now we can say to change the script. So it's been like this has been scripted in a broken record, and
right.
the code is corrupted. So we can just by making conscious these tricks, we are bypassing them. We know that there is a higher order operating, and that we can perceive that more and more. So we don't need to buy into the old decaying paradigm. We keep building. I was hearing one of the voices at the march, also from Standing Rock, Layla. I don't remember her name, but she was speaking about we are the ones who are now instead of criticizing or destructing the old paradigm, we are building the new. So when the old paradigm finally collapses, there is a whole new paradigm in place, and that's what we want to create with this petition: is to have those
right.
new tools and new instruments for evolution available for people. So when things reach a breaking point, there is a good a saving net supporting that, and that net is the,
mm-hmm,
the,
mm-hmm.
the harmony of the synchronic order. So
that's right. Well, I tell you what, we're almost out of time on the show. I just wanted to wrap up. I wanted to say that I encourage people to go to calendartruth.info. Also, download a copy of the 13-month, 28-day calendar, the 2016-2017 transitional calendar. You can print it out and hang it on your wall. It's actually very beautiful, and there's a lot of information inside. And also find the link, as Ruben mentioned, for the petition on the website, Calendar Referendum 2020 and Universal Declaration of World Peace. I want to thank Ruben, as always. Fantastic having you as a comrade in this journey and this work. It's a blessing. I give thanks for you, and peace to your family, and peace to all the
Thank
listeners
you.
Out there. We encourage you to keep uh-huh. listening in. And again, calendartruth.info. Shoot us an email, info@calendartruth.info. We look forward to catching up with you, collaborating with you, creating with you, answering any questions you have. We look forward to this journey together. With that, I want to send a special shout out to some family of mine down in Australia, who I just realized it was been 9 years at this point since I was playing music with them down there, a band called The Witness, and my friend Carla Versitano. She hit me on Facebook today. So to her, who's the vocalist on this next song, I want to say peace and love, and to all the musicians down there, peace and love, and we will continue to aspire and take it higher. We give thanks for you. Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio.
Can I also say something for someone who a
sure.
dear friend, a dear, yeah, dear. I want to send my prayers and my heart goes to Gary, Galactic Wizard, for the loss of his mother yesterday, and to Rocio, Galactic Dragon. They have been going through a lot, and I want everyone who is listening to pray for the soul for a peaceful transition for his mother, Galactic Serpent. So we thank for that, and we know that she will help us from the other side. They have done great work, and I'm sure that there's a really much more brighter future ahead. Thank you so much, and thank you for allowing me to make that last note.
Mm-hmm. Of course. No, thank you. We love life, honor life. We give thanks for all life. With that, we'll catch up with you in 7 days from now. Peace and love.
Tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio.